This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The United States today celebrates its birthday, highlighted by a gala celebration here in Washington. Though there are some who charge that U.S. President Donald Trump, in an over-the-top way, intends to make the day more about himself. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Code Pink's Medea Benjamin says this is what the 4th should be about.
Picnics, celebrations, fireworks.
This year, add fighter jets and tanks.
This looks more like what would be happening on one level, you know, like on Red Square.
Retired Army Colonel Ann Wright says the president's hijacking what should be a unifying holiday by making it about himself. He's calling it a salute to America and says it'll be the show of a lifetime, worth far more than it costs to stage. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran will take what he calls the next step in ratcheting up its uranium enrichment this weekend. President Trump took the United States out of the Iran nuclear agreement more than a year ago, and Rouhani suggests that gives his country a nuclear-free hand. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma on Tehran's latest warning.
President Hassan Rouhani has warned European partners in its faltering nuclear deal that the Islamic nation would increase its enrichment of uranium to any amount that we want, putting pressure on them to offer a way round intense US sanctions targeting the country. Authorities on Monday had acknowledged Iran has broken through a limit placed on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. An increasing stockpile and higher enrichment closes the estimated one-year window Iran would need to produce enough material for a nuclear bomb. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. An Australian student detained in North Korea for more than a week has been